You are now entering the prism.
Welcome back. Ladies and gents, we got our issues sorted. Well, one of them. I'm still talking into the world's worst microphone cable.
And I still have that extra pesky chromosome.
Oh, man. I'm scared to make jokes about that because then I'll have the hard, life-changing experience of raising a child with an extra chromosome. One of my...
No, it's going to be the happy... Downs people are the happiest fucking people.
They are.
They're also
the strongest.
But there are
some challenges. The parents are the freaking strongest. It is unreal.
No. I wrestled a Downs kid.
Oh, physical strength.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're literally the strongest people.
They hand your ball bag to you. Yeah. You don't even realize it got ripped off. One of the ladies I went to first grade with, she was super nice. Like, she was just new to the neighborhood. Saw that I was also a person of a darker skin tone, and so we just hit it off, because in Oklahoma it's pretty rare. And
black people are not rare in Oklahoma, they just don't go to school, so it's rare for black people to be at school in Oklahoma. Gotcha.
And we had gone through our entire school careers together, and then she just found out one day that her second son had Down syndrome. And so she had like an immediate life adjustment that she had to deal with. And there are these heartbreaking posts that she will post every now and again about just other kids being absolute shit asses to her son. And her son's like nothing but a sweetheart, like an absolute sweetheart. So
I'm sure
she
got a temper.
Has. So like that reality set, it's like you don't really know that motorcycle accidents can happen or that grinder accidents can happen.
Grinder
until oh, not that type of grinder accident. That's a grinder intentional. You don't find out those can happen until you see like an amputee.
Yeah.
And then it kind of comes to like it, that's real. That's not like something on Lifetime Movie Network. That just happens.
There's this nothing scarier than an angry kid with Down syndrome.
Is that your deep-seated fear?
Yeah. They'll come after you.
And the gentleman on Grindr will come after you, too. The real gentleman.
He may come before you. Apparently, the gay community is missing a lot of tops.
What do you mean?
Apparently, tops are rare in the gay community. This is just what I've heard.
Huh.
On the grape track.
I would have thought the opposite.
Tops?
Yeah, I thought it would have been prevalent.
No, they're missing top. Either way, it's a big thing.
Disproportionate amount of bottoms?
Or a disproportionate amount of tops. I don't remember. I'm getting my facts mixed up.
Gotta enunciate. Ride a slippery slope.
Mixed up.
Facts.
Fats. Getting my facts mixed up.
What is fact short for?
Sorry, what?
Is fact the shortened version of a longer word?
No.
Factual?
I mean, yeah, but fact is a noun. Factual is an adjective. School me on fucking English. I didn't read a single book, and I...
What the fuck is a gerund?
That's a word.
Describe it.
Gerund? That's... No, not
school
What's me
a gerund?
On the English language. School me on, like...
I'm asking because
phonics.
I don't know.
Phonics. That's what I can do. Phonics. And I'm hooked on that shit. You may not be able to tell it from the way that I talk.
From the way that words spill out of my face.
But I know how to talk good.
I know how I say things most of the time.
I told a really good fucking phonics joke just a minute ago. Reverb.
Oh yeah.
That's what you did.
It's an audio and a linguistics joke, guys. Russell's bringing his C game.
It's okay. This week,
you know what I see?
Today feels like next Monday.
It really.
This week has
it's dragged
been
ass.
An ass.
Yeah, it's been unreasonably hot for like a month and a half. But for some reason, this week, like
this
I
week
just
has
have
been
no tolerance
lot,
for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and today, like, well, like the guy next to me, his fan points my direction, but it doesn't hit me because there's something in the way. So if I'm in front of my, like, walking to my desk, I get this nice, like, cone of cold air.
That you could have had.
And then as I cross into this, like, you know where, like, the smokers go in big airports? It's like
yeah,
this
like the
humidor,
three-way bus
yeah,
shield?
Yeah. It's like that, but it's just heat and humidity. And, like, I cross this threshold that's invisible, and it's just... it's wet.
I've been in that exact box, in the hot box, if you will. Yeah. And I feel as though there should just be mosquitoes there. I feel like there are ghosts of mosquitoes there because you still have that same like sense of annoyance.
There are sometimes. This year hasn't been so bad. I remember last year. Was I there last summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last summer wasn't too bad. Or last summer was bad. Right now, so far, it hasn't been that bad.
Oh, goodness. This has been insane. Like, we just now... How have you been doing, like, gearing down? Because we just got done with two big
I'm
projects.
Not.
You're not gearing down at all. I know. I've been, like, looking at your work output. It's stupid. I'm like, dude, fucking slow down.
I don't want to have to deal with these. In August.
You just want to be done with
I'm
them?
I'm knocking them out as fast as fucking possible. Tomorrow, so I have like 15 done, and I think I only have two more.
Baskets to weave?
Yeah, and I haven't come across them yet. So in that building, at least. So after that, I'm going to another building, and I am culling a herd of expired creatures that have so needed to be culled.
Put down?
Yeah. I killed two today.
Right.
One of them was just a bad thermometer.
Right.
But it was bad on the wrong end. So oh. I was like, and it was from 2018. I was like, we're getting rid of this. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
And the other one was just perfectly fine, but it just wasn't reading right. If you look at the...
You didn't recalibrate your basket?
No, it was recalibrated.
Okay.
And it was still reading 0.4. On a 36.
Yeah.
The real dogs
Horatio
know what that
saw
means.
That. Horatio saw that same thing. And I was like, clean it up really well. And then he did. And he just pulled a wire out of heat shrink, out of a little fuse holder on it.
Oh,
like, cause
fuck.
And it had that glue on the inside of it. So it felt like there was some tension.
Yeah.
But when he moved it just right, trying to pull it out from underneath a strap.
I'll have to look to see if that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's already gone. Don't put it back on. Like, just if you're curious and you still have it,
yeah, it's still
just
on
try
my,
to pull
it's
it
still
out.
Still by my desk, so I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, but that wicker basket, that last little thread, is it looks like it's on there. No.
It's just not.
It's loose as shit.
Yeah, it was fucking bad. One of the ones that I retired today, the bolts holding it down were up like a centimeter.
Why?
I don't know. It was one that I know I don't frequent because it's not one that gets touched most of the time. So I was like, what the fuck? So I put it back in. I actually reset it, and then I put it back in, and it was still doing the same problem. I'm sure it because of that weird connection that it was probably causing the problem.
Right.
Eventually blew a fuse or something. But, yeah, this week sucks.
Yep.
Next week is gonna suck, and I hate my life. I feel like that guy in that building today.
Oh, man.
Fucking. came up to me today. Right. I'll just bleep it. He's the one that told me about it. And he goes, "So what happens when you push these guys too hard?"
He's never been pushed fucking hard at goddamn day in his life.
Horatio's older brother was his manager for a while, and he fucking hates him.
Everyone hates him.
Horatio's older brother?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy.
Bullshit. I was in there with Horatio. Horatio introduced me to him for the first time in our lives. We were sitting at break. So he pulls up a chair and sits and starts talking to his brother Horatio.
And ignores you the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right next to him. Like, we have intentional distance placed inside of our break rooms.
Yeah.
So there's like a 6-foot gap between me and a person on my left foot shoulder and my right shoulder. Homeboy grabs a chair, parks right next to me. So it's already uncomfortably close for the situation. First time meeting him. I'm like contributing to the conversation as one does. Because, again, we were having a conversation prior to him pulling a fucking chair up. He pretends that I didn't say a goddamn word.
Yeah, I work in his building. I see him every day. And he just, like yesterday, gave me the head nod. I take my break with him every day for my last break. He's in there. Never saw me once. It's really weird.
It's very weird, yeah.
I really want to ask him if he's going to give Horatio that $100 or not, but
no,
I don't want to get fired.
Is he going to plan to use condom in your back pocket?
He's going to plan to use heroin needle in my butt.
Vein. What? Oh, man.
So I made you watch Doctor Strange last night. Tell me what you think.
Oh,
she's just so ugly and weird looking. And
no, I after don't give all a that, shit all about that, her.
Tell me what you think about the movie.
Are you talking about the sorceress?
Yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
I don't care about her.
Mary-Kate and Ashley's dumb younger sister.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought you were talking about the sorceress who stabbed the book.
Why would I mention that?
Because she was weird looking, and I was like, yeah.
The one you I'm talking about character. The one that you always call weird and ugly. The Scarlet
looks
Witch.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. She honestly, for the first time, I was watching this movie and I was like, she looks fucking weird in this movie. So
no, it's not fair. She looks weird in all of them.
With that, but I agree with it on this movie. There was something going on with her face.
You know what else there was something going on with? Cumberbatch's fucking wig. There were so many fucking close-ups.
So bad.
It was apparent.
It was so bad.
It's one thing for the far-off scenes to, you know what? Let's get him out of the hair and makeup chair a little early. We got to get this shot, and so we go to our next scene. But on the fucking up-close scenes, you spend 10 more minutes in the makeup chair.
It felt the
it's
whole...
It's a wig. Now, it's an obvious wig. It's gross.
I want to give my opinion on the movie because I was talking to somebody today. It's complicated because it's Sam Raimi that directed it. So I can see the parts in the movie where it's Sam Raimi and then I can appreciate that for what that is. The problem is it would switch from Sam Raimi's artistic direction to MCU, like, styling within seconds, back and forth. And so that was jarring. And then on top of that, it felt like nobody edited the movie.
Right?
But the story, all the beats that it covered, I loved it. I think it's one of the most important Marvel movies.
That's not fair, though. That's
important
not fair.
To the story.
Yeah, exactly. That can be said for a lot.
Yes, but it's integral to this phase. Like, I'll say that.
Right. Yeah, and it opens up possibilities for everything. I get that.
I enjoyed the concept of the movie and what I, like, saw happening more than I enjoyed what I was actually seeing.
Watching.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it was good. I loved everything that was in it. I just didn't like looking at it.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's weird because we already had a Doctor Strange movie, so we know how it's supposed to be stylized.
Right.
That if this were the first Doctor Strange movie, I don't think it'd be so off-putting, other than right. the weird fact that nobody did any CGI in this, and it was cartoons the whole time. Like, that when America and, him first get to that place where red light means go,
right.
There's a shot.
They imposed them into green screen?
Yeah, and there's a shot where you can see these cars, and they're obviously drawn. There yeah. is not, it was like there was no effort put in to make these cars look real. It was yeah, so weird.
Even the turd eye looked so goofy and like misplaced.
Did you watch it on your TV?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't. So I'm saying that from the perspective of watching my phone. I didn't notice the eye thing being weird.
It was bad.
Was it?
It was bad. Like there
also,
were, like,
it's
weird
not
blurs.
Racist. Pick a different Mexican to play this chick. She is one
She's
of the worst actors I've ever seen on screen.
There's literally a scene where she's like giving judgmental eyes to Benedict Cumberbatch, and she does the same like facial expression. The way that they loop it makes me think it's not edited, because she did the same like facial expression thing with her face four times in a fucking row, and they kept panning back to it and kept. It's like they kept recycling different takes for the same thing and just to elongate the scene.
It was bad.
She's not an ugly person.
The fucking, oh my God, I just remembered this and it pissed me off. There was a shot where I think that when they're in the tunnel
mm-hmm.
and Scarlet Witch is coming through, and it's just the three of them, and she's like about to come through the door, and it just goes from one face to another face to another face. That'd be weird and fine. And then it goes back. And it keeps cycling through each person's face like four times before a jump scare that was completely out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a special place in my heart for that movie because I was hoping for it for so long. I'm severely disappointed.
Yeah.
In Bruce Campbell's performance.
Why was he even there?
Because it's a Sam Raimi movie. He's in every Sam Raimi movie.
So instead of like Stephen King making an appearance in every single one of his movies, it's just the chin in every single Sam Raimi movie?
And
I didn't see him in Spider-Man, at least I don't remember.
He's in all three of them. He was going to be Mysterio in the fourth one because he shows up as different characters in all three movies.
Damn, that's awesome.
He was the butler in the third one. Not the butler, the concierge, or what is it called? The host at the restaurant when Peter's going to propose to what's her nuts. And then...
Miss Watson.
Can't remember what else. Oh, he's the announcer in the first one at the wrestling match. Mm. And I can't remember what he is, but he's in all of them. Gotcha. There's literal storyboards drawn up with him as Mysterio for the fourth movie. But... that was the worst performance I've ever seen in a movie, was his acting in that scene. Yeah. And then the second worst performance I've ever seen in a movie was the chick playing America Chavez. I like that character. I really do. A lot of people don't like her. A lot of people are like, they're just putting in a Mexican to, you know, she's a lesbian and it's just diversity for diversity's sake. Maybe, I don't know. I like her character. I like her powers. I think she's cool. Worst fucking actor I've ever seen in a movie.
So what's the hero's name supposed to be? Like Starfist or something?
America Chavez.
She doesn't have a superhero name?
No, she's a new superhero. I don't remember what her... I don't think she has one. I think that's just what she calls herself, America Chavez.
I mean, I guess you don't need an alias if your parents are dead and you have no one to protect.
That's another thing. That weird speech that Strange gives her after she says that her parents are dead.
God, I fucking hate that.
It was so out of place. They did not have the relationship, and they were not. They did not know each other long enough to make that.
Maybe through the dream world, they've known each other forever, and he somehow can access all of their instances. But I am reaching there for that one.
Yeah, that was weird. There were a lot of things that took me out of the movie.
The fucking you've had the power inside you all along bullshit cop out at the last second.
That didn't bother me as much because he was...
Why couldn't there have been something like unlocked in her? Why couldn't she have had like an experience instead of just being scared 30,000 times?
Well,
it's always when you need it. You've always been where you needed to be. What is that?
But
fucking...
she was developing her powers through the movie. Because remember when she punched, which like she's trapped
she
in
fear fisted the glass.
Yeah. And that was like, why'd you do that? You
she's Starfist, dude.
That was weird. Can we talk about the best part of the movie? When Blackagar Boltagon kills himself.
Right next to Jim.
That was
from the
amazing.
Office.
That was the one of the greatest
casting choices.
Scenes in a movie I've seen in a long time was Scarlet Witch killing those people.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I wish the movie was rated R so we could see like her cut the chick in half instead of just like seeing Peggy Carter just slump over. Cause she cut her in half.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Also, fucking Patrick Stewart didn't even give a good performance in this movie.
It was okay. For an actor of his caliber, it should have been significantly better. I agree.
Does he have a problem with his neck? No, he doesn't. His neck's fine because you see him break his neck in the dream world. So when it flashes to the real world, he should give a better performance on having a broken neck and dying. He just literally just goes.
Well, he like died. It's like Freddy Krueger rules. If you die in your brain, you die in real life.
I guess.
But you don't have the same physical injuries that you incurred in your mind. You mm-hmm. just, your brain is convinced you're dead, and so you die. That's all that happened there.
Yeah, there was so much in this movie that just was so stupid. But
I love the casting for Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic. That looked better than it should have.
Yeah.
I loved seeing Professor X back. I loved seeing Captain Carter because that was cool because I only saw the animated version.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that Captain Carter was going to make an appearance in this.
Oh,
so I was pleasantly surprised. Like, that was a nice surprise.
So why were they racist about Captain Marvel's suit?
About it being black?
Yeah. What the fuck was that about?
Captain Marvel suit changes colors. It's always like been able to change colors. You can just choose whatever color you want.
The superhero Captain Marvel has always been red, white, and blue. The alien Captain Marvel, she's wearing a Kree suit.
Yes.
That's the suit that Brie Larson wears when she's training. Have you seen Captain Marvel the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She just didn't ever
turn it black.
Get her colors. It was just weird. Like, and also they gave her the dumbest death, which like
a rock falling on you.
Yeah. I'm just like, you literally made a guy kill himself by screaming too loud in his own head. You ripped a guy to shreds. You cut a woman in half. And now we're going to be sensitive.
Yeah.
It was just annoying because it was like,
it's a protected class person, I guess.
So is lesbians.
You think? Are you implying that she wasn't a lesbian?
No, I'm talking about Peggy Carter. You don't look like that and fuck guys.
Don't you dare ruin my dreams.
Also, Black Bolt looked pretty gay.
I didn't really care for his appearance.
Hey, yeah, and Patrick Stewart's gay, isn't he?
Yeah.
Snapped his neck right in front of everybody.
But the
just,
character is not.
Okay,
Magneto, yeah. Never mind. You don't let Magneto live for that long without having feels for him.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. It sets the tone and sets some rules for the rest of the movies that I like.
So I can agree with them being a lot more realistic with the violence and people being able to die more freely, and I like that the multiverse offers that. I also don't like that because that, just like Death of Superman, it kind of ruins death.
I don't think that they're going to utilize it
as.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
I feel like it gives us the opportunity for that.
Yeah,
I'm scared that poor writing is going to ensue.
Yeah.
I'm very scared of that.
I don't know because, like, I don't know what's coming out. Thor's coming out next. That's just going to be good. And then I don't know what comes out after that. But we're going to get Blade and shit like that. So it's going to be... What?
the microphone. You got to have it closer.
I don't know. I'm excited for this because I'm excited for all the things that this sets in motion. Like,
yeah,
Reed Richards and his children.
Wait, do we get to see him reprise the role?
I'm positive that they're going to, because they're trying to make a Fantastic Four movie. I believe that's on schedule.
God bless. How many redos do you do?
It's not a redo. This is going to be the first one. The rest of them never happened. Because Marvel didn't make them.
Yeah.
The other three didn't happen. One of them literally didn't happen. But you can find it on YouTube. Or you can find the documentary of the making of it.
How disheartening would that be? Like, you're like, I landed a huge role.
They all knew it wasn't coming out.
And they still filmed it?
Yeah, that was the contract. They all got paid to not make a movie.
To film a movie that was never going to be released?
Yeah, so they could keep the rights.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I remember you telling me about this, actually.
It was back in, like, the 80s.
Huh. Damn.
Marvel's first family. Stupid.
But, I mean, overall, the movie is okay. Definitely, they backed off on the... They didn't have that zazz that a Doctor Strange movie needs to have, like the kaleidoscope effects.
Yeah.
That was just, like, muted. Oh!
That one smells normal. We're good. We're back to it.
All right. I'm glad your colon is in better shape. But the kaleidoscope effects that we're used to in Doctor Strange, you just don't get them on this. You get, like, get a little bit of a taste on them, but it doesn't have that cool visual effect that you would typically associate with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it was a lot more
tame, I guess.
Yeah. There were some weird choices in that. It was,
yeah.
I don't know. My butthole doesn't hurt anymore. Why don't we talk about that?
We will. I would give it a B minus.
Oh, I wouldn't even give it that. I would give it a C at the most.
You feel I'm being generous?
Yeah.
Well, it gets points for some of I want to call them cameos because they weren't on screen long enough to amount to much.
Dude, I can't get over the Black Bolt death. That was so good.
Because their casting, at least visually, looked really good.
Yeah. And I mean, like, they kept, like, the guy that plays Black Bolt was the guy that played Black Bolt in the Inhumans TV show that never happened because it sucks. They gave Professor X the 90s fucking wheelchair. Chair.
Yes, I loved that one so much. I saw it reeling in. I was like, yes!
Yeah.
And it even played the fucking theme from it, from the 90s, yeah. X-Men.
Yep.
I was like, this, they knew what they were doing. This is their, like, I'm sorry, guys.
They showed the Living Tribunal, which was pretty cool. When him and America were, like, going through different universes all at once and they became paint or whatever.
Yeah.
One of the universes was the Living Tribunal, which is Marvel's version of Alien X.
Yeah.
But it's in charge of everything. So, like...
Or fucking Dr. Fate.
Yeah, basically. And they showed that, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Because there was a planned scene of the Living Tribunal intervening in either Infinity War or Endgame that mm-hmm. never got filmed. So it's just cool. Because, like, eventually we're going to see the Watcher. We saw Captain Carter, which means we're going to see the Watcher actually do something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I am excited for that. I do like that. How's your beehole?
It's a stubble.
Yeah,
there was no baby flesh.
You scorched your.
So I bought some Nair, and
no,
I wanted.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You bought a fresh batch.
Yeah.
I thought you had the.
No, she threw it away.
That's right. That's right.
So I bought some Nair because I wanted to feel young again. I wanted to feel the zest
pubescent.
Of a. I want to feel the zest of a bare ass. And today's the first day that sitting up and standing down doesn't hurt because of butt cheek acne.
Askne?
Yeah. And yeah, like literally you give it 3 minutes or whatever. Not even that. And then you wipe it off. And as soon as I wiped it off and started rinsing, I felt a burning sensation coming from the undercarriage of my ball sack. I was like, this is not good. So I just sat in the bathtub.
You know, they had to alter their recipe to save money because of, you know, inflation.
So they just put fire ants in there?
It's corrosive acid.
I didn't change anything from what I did the last time. I had no problems last time.
No, I think that they are one of the few companies that they can get away with changing the recipe because you're not going to taste it. You try not to smell it.
I don't know. It fucking sucked because my butthole was on fire. I'm lucky that I did it on Saturday. So because
I wouldn't have gone to work.
I would have taken a point. I would not have gone to work with how I felt Sunday morning. It was horrible.
How many points do you even have?
I don't want to know.
Don't tell me that.
I have no idea. It's not that many.
It's probably one.
Because I haven't signed anything, so.
That doesn't mean anything. There was one year where I signed 3 of them at once because they got stockpiled.
Yeah, no, I asked him last time that I came in, or that I didn't come in. I was like, hey, do I have to sign anything? He's like, no, there's nothing here yet. Because you have to get to a certain point before they start making you sign. So I'm not that far.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it just sucked. Because then it just looked like a topographical map of Utah on my ass cheeks.
Yeah.
And they itched. Up until today, they itched.
So did you go crease or did you go full ham hock?
I went too far.
Do you have a valley of hair? Like stripes, like clown stripes on the cheeks?
No, I got it.
You don't have the Pennywise.
The problem
is
it didn't. No, I got it all. But the problem is it didn't take it. It's like I shaved with a fucking clippers.
Really?
It was just stubble.
That's crazy.
There's certain parts like my ball sack, fucking nuts. How
clean it is.
Clean it is. But like, and my goo is pretty. It was very gooey, but it was also because it was just sweating because of how much it hurt.
Yeah.
But there's no stubble there. But then, like, my ass cheeks, it's just 5 o'clock shadow the whole time. It didn't take it. And so, like, getting up and sitting down, my underwear just yanks on it, sucks testicles. And then, but my butthole. My little muscle ring, it didn't, it got it all. And then some, I think that was the worst part was my butthole. It went away the fastest, but it hurt the most.
Right. Yeah.
I was not sure if I was going to survive. And then I told my wife, like, go get aloe right now.
You like screamed.
From the bathroom. Yes.
Get the car.
I did. And she came back with aloe and I put it on and immediately.
Some relief?
No.
Oh.
Cut your wrist open and pour rubbing alcohol in it. That's what it felt like.
Oh. No.
I wanted to scream. I don't know why, but it did not help at all. It made it worse.
It's like when you're sick from drinking too much and your friend tries to talk to you and somehow like
and you
the mental process of having to like say anything back to them ruins your ability to keep from vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Because your butthole is already like doing everything it could to like contain the pain.
No, I felt more like Leo in The Revenant when he's trying to cauterize his bear wound by sticking gunpowder in it and lighting it on fire. That's what I felt like, but it was my testicles.
Oh.
It was so bad. I was like...
I'm just imagining a coffee mug for some reason, like a coffee mug loaded with aloe and you just dunk your boys in it.
Oh, no, I should try that. Just on a regular time.
Yeah, just on a regular day.
Because that would feel really good.
Especially if you put it in the fridge and then you get off of work from the warehouse, clown car factory, fucking...
Just a needleless syringe up my butthole.
The hate plant.
The hate plant?
Yeah, the hatred plant.
We manufacture hatred. Ill will.
No, we manufacture things that old women like.
Like hatred.
Yes.
But you do that, you whip the mug out of the fridge. That's like 3/4 full of aloe. And you just raise it up into your boys.
Basically.
Like Han Solo going into the carbonite.
Yeah. But no, it fucking hurt. And today's the first day that I'm not in pain. And my shits haven't even been that good either. Like, none of this was worth it. None of this was worth it. I'm so mad.
So what are you going to do with that Nair then?
I'm going to use it again, probably.
Leave it on a little bit longer just to kill the stubble. Otherwise, the pain was not worth it.
I don't want to, like, get third-degree chemical burns.
No one wants to smear poop through Velcro.
I really don't want to go to the hospital and show them my smoking gooch.
I'm sure they don't want to see
smoking gooch.
That sounds like a fucking improv team. That's our improv team name. But yeah, if they didn't want to see that type of shit, they should have picked a different profession. That's on them. That's not on you, bud. You don't have to wear that.
Yeah, I don't care about them. They see
obviously because you're fucking
I care about
smearing
myself.
Cam on your gooch. Okay.
I don't want people to see that. I don't care if they want to see it.
What's the problem?
It's embarrassing to go in and say, hey, I lit my balls on fire.
I just want you to go in a wheelchair into the emergency room. Don't even get the paperwork signed for like receiving to go back in. It's just the receptionist be like, look at it! Look at it!
Why does it look like a baby's ass?
My raven is red.
My bird is now a phoenix.
And they think that the medical emergency is your micropenis.
Like,
and then you lift
like
your massive balls to reveal your cratered sphinx. You're tightening it. Oh, man. What is in the testicle area of the great sphinx? It better be a cool chamber. It better be a trap. I hope it's a trap. You know that they would do to distract grave robbers? It just goes into a pit of sticks that are sharp.
I don't think grave robbers exist.
Huh?
I don't think grave robbers ever existed. Like the mummy guy?
Of course they did.
Nah.
What?
Prove it.
Their corpses?
Prove it.
The tomb traps?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen any of that. All I know is some idiots dug up Tut and they all died within a week. But they weren't grave robbing. They were excavating.
That's what I call
for
it,
for a museum.
Museum of my bank account.
Oh, did you watch fucking...
Probably not.
The one with Spider-Man, but he's Nathan Drake?
The newest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
I enjoyed it.
I was upset that it was good because it broke the streak of bad video game movies, which means they're going to try and make another Doom.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch that. I thought you were talking about Spider-Man 3.
Uncharted. That's
the three inning.
You didn't watch Spider-Man 3 yet?
I did watch that one.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch Uncharted, though.
Uncharted. Yeah, that was good. You should watch it.
I keep saying Uncharted instead of Uncharted.
Yeah. Did you know Magellan didn't circumnavigate the globe? He died.
No, I did. Oh, yeah, yeah. He died partway around
yeah,
South
you know
Africa
who
Horn?
Did make it?
Columbus.
No, his slave and some rats.
Oh.
But we say it was Magellan.
That's such a cool name.
Slave?
No.
Rats?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
It's like Star, but backwards. It's super neat.
Oh my God.
Let's create a superhero that can travel through stars.
She'll be a lesbian.
We'll call her Africa Hernandez.
Gonna take a lot of me away from you.
Here's my question. When she said, "It's my mom's," did that not sound odd? It's a weird thing to hear.
It just felt forced. Like, even she couldn't say it right.
That's kind of what I wanted to chalk it up to.
She's a professional actress.
Yeah, I don't think she got paid for that one.
Shouldn't have, but she did. For legal purposes. Otherwise, she would have been an employee of Magellan. So
Brie Larson is a better actor than she is.
Don't you dare strike her across the face like that.
I can't help it. It's the truth. She's a better actor. That movie was a better performance than this chick. She's horrible. Horrible. Every single line she said, I wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah. So she had like the kind of Nickelodeon teenage
it
sitcom
was like
stink
that. Yeah, it
her.
Was like iCarly.
Yeah.
But like...
But it wasn't funny?
Yeah, and it was... imagine Miranda Cosgrove hadn't been on Drake and Josh for 10 years and then did iCarly. Like,
right.
That's how bad it was.
Yes, exact. We figured it out. That's what it is.
It is.
She wasn't ready for that caliber of acting.
I think that's what it is.
And, you know, that is her fault. That's casting's fault, actually.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have let her through.
Yeah.
There are plenty of Hispanics to fill the role of a Hispanic lesbian superhero.
Right.
You're Hispanic.
And lesbian.
And a superhero.
I mean, I dabble. I could throw down some sandwiches. Speaking of throwing down, where are you at on that Bud Light?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. That's a lot. And that looks warm. It's warm in here.
My fingers stink.
Yeah. God bless.
They all day today. I've washed them so many times today.
But how well?
I will walk into the
restroom and I will see men go to the sink, turn it on, throw their hands into the sink, and then it's like they turn it on to the cold side of the sink, but they act like that water was scalding hot and they yank their hands out of there so fucking fast and turn it off.
Well, yeah, because germs are scared of water.
It's like they're trying to fucking... It's like they're scared they're going to get charged for the soap they use.
Have you ever had a fucking taquito from... it's just breakfast burrito. From Whataburger?
No.
It's hard to
Can you use your least stink hand and hand me a beverage?
They both stink.
Test the left and then the right and to determine. Okay.
I don't know what it is, but my fingers smell like a chorizo taquito from Whataburger, and I can't get it off. I went in there 3 separate times today, and I took paper towel and filled it with soap and just scrubbed my fingers.
Would not
come off. I fingered... The Whataburger man.
It's Steven Whataburger instead of Ronald McDonald.
I have attempted.
Why a burger? How a burger?
I have attempted Whataburger breakfast multiple times in the past few weeks. Not this week because I'm doing good. It is the worst experience. Their food's fine. Like, it's better than McDonald's breakfast.
For sure.
But you also
pay a lot more.
Sure. They also take 30 minutes to give you your food, and you're the only one in line. I sat at the Whataburger down here. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
By Jack in the Box. 2 weeks ago? Whatever day I came in late, you weren't there. It was when you were gone. I came in, I took a half day. And I sat there. I intentionally left early because I wanted to just clock in earlier. I couldn't because I was going to be there like 2 hours earlier. I clocked in half an hour early. That's how long I fucking waited at that Whataburger. And there were three people in line. Jeez. And it was the morning.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And they're not even like fast casual. They're straight up fast food.
No, they're Culver's.
They're not.
They're Culver's. They will put you to the side more than McDonald's will. Like a lot more. They'll go, can you park over there? And then we'll come and give it to you. That is a normal thing. But for them to not take, or for them to just you to be at the window and nobody be there for an entire half hour after you've paid is insane.
Yeah. They need to change how they do the fucking pay scheme with drive-through. Because I am pissed. There have been several times where I've been held hostage because I've already paid.
Yep.
And I'm too much of a tightwad to just leave.
Yeah, well, it's not being a tightwad. You paid $20 for a burger.
Yeah. And I'm not going to just fucking, like, I can't, typically I'll pay with a card, and there's a process involved with getting your, like, a charge back on your card.
Yeah.
Whereas cash, you'd be like, okay, just give me my cash. And then
you go in and shoot the place up and then take all the money in the register.
Right. But this one was Tuesday. So I had to dress it differently. But if they made you pay for the food at the time that you were getting the food, I get it would slow things down a little bit.
But it would be a lot more convenient.
When you're holding food hostage, like I could clear the line out so you don't have to worry about my food anymore. I could just be like, yeah, go ahead and cancel that. Yeah, you may have dropped a couple patties.
Yeah.
But the next person who doesn't see the fucking non-moving line is going to pull in and there's an 80% chance they're going to go ahead and order the food that I would have ordered. Mm-hmm. And then you can appropriately, you know, you can handle the workload that's been given to you instead of now you have a bunch of fucking tickets stacked up. People are waiting. They're getting pissed. They're honking. You get a shitty attitude dealt to you. And it could be something that's totally out of their hands. That's fine. But it wouldn't be, the problem wouldn't be there if you weren't holding our money hostage.
Exactly. Yeah, I was very upset. That was the last time I went.
Yeah. I'm okay with putting them on pause for a second. I don't go there too often.
Their lunch rush is fine. I've never had a problem during the day for like a burger, but breakfast it's the worst. And the reason I was going there is because it was too early for the McDonald's here. Like, for some reason, the McDonald's by work doesn't accept card until like 4.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's happened to me a couple times.
Because, like, every time I would pull up there, they'd go, we're only accepting cash right now. And I'm like, okay, you're not going to get business. And I just drive away.
Yeah, that's partially intentional, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They don't want to get that rush of work. What you should do is you should make, because usually they don't have very many people at those points in time. It's usually, like, two people working.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, like, one person in front of you, maybe. And so you agree, like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then you get up there after they've already dropped your order, and then you offer them your card instead of the cash that they requested.
Yeah, I should try that.
And just to call their fucking bluff, because I'm pretty sure it's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. The lady at this McDonald's, I've gone there at like 3:30 in the morning, and she's like, we're not going to be open for another 45 minutes. Is that okay? It's like, you're 24 hours. What do you mean? She goes, yeah, but we shut down for 45 minutes every morning. Why does that time change? It's like every time I pull up.
It's different every day.
Yeah.
It's like, can you let me know what time that is so that I can adjust how I approach you?
It's weird, but I don't go to McDonald's anymore.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. You're probably giving yourself an extra 30 seconds on this earth.
Yeah. I don't know.
This heat, this relentless heat, like, I've coped with it decent enough. For some reason, like, there's always been an excuse for me to not be in the office where it's air conditioned.
Oh,
and it's been so frustrating.
That sucks.
And, like, this week is where it's finally, like, my body's like, I've had enough. It's like, dude, fucking stop. You're not built for a working man's life.
Yeah, that...
It's been dumb.
This heat's been ridiculous. And because of my hair, I have to keep my windows closed when I drive.
Oh, fuck.
Outside.
Fuck.
Otherwise, I look like Albert Einstein after he just gave a blowjob to Hitler.
Right.
Just. And so, just driving from building to building's a nightmare.
Yeah. You try to get all that shit done, like, early in the morning. Oh, yeah. Driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's unreasonable. It's unreasonably hot. Like, the only time it's nice is the first daylight before we clock in.
Yeah.
And even then, sometimes it's just wet outside.
Yeah, my favorite time of day is when I'm sleeping in my car and I have the air conditioner on and a blanket. I'm just curled up.
Oh, man. We should calculate how much money you spend on fuel.
That car
just doing AC
has worse gas mileage than your fucking truck does, I think.
It's possible. It's pretty possible. I think
it
the motor's
does
dumb.
Not sound good.
Well, what's your plan for it? What are you going to do with the silver bullet?
Drive it into a lake.
That's a good move.
With the doors welded shut.
If you get a bump in September,
yeah, then we'll
what
be talking.
What do you think you might do? You think that would change?
Yeah,
the
we're gonna,
scope.
We're looking at cars for her, so we're just waiting for a good deal. Because like my parents just bought a new car, and she traded in her car for more than she bought it for. My All mom, right. And she got a new one. She's like a Chevy Equinox or whatever the bigger crossover is.
Right.
That's not the fake.
The Blaze.
Yeah,
the
that's
Blazer.
Not the Blazer. That thing sucks.
It looks cool.
It looks cool, but it doesn't
but
look
not,
like a Blazer.
Yeah, it doesn't have the spirit of what it was, for sure. Like, even the
it's
new
Bronco
doesn't
It's great that Ford sacrificed
have...
all aerodynamics to make it kind of look like that one car that murderer drove down the road.
Jack White?
No. O.J. Simpson.
I wanted you to just, like... like buy into that bit with me.
Jack White is a
the White
singer
Stripes,
songwriter.
Right? Yeah, he got the name White Stripes because of his incarceration, right? That's the name. That's how they got the band name.
What song do I like from them? There's only one.
Let me come back home. Blue Orchid is amazing. Seven Nation Army is catchy.
Seven Nation Army. That's who it is. That's what it is.
I got a blue orchid.
For some reason, I always think that that song is Led Zeppelin.
How dare you?
I know, right? I don't know why. I think it's just the beginning that makes me think of Led Zeppelin. Just the beginning, very beginning part. It's just kind
that.
Of a Led Zeppelin sound.
Yeah, it definitely has that feel. I can agree with that. He's a good writer because he makes the shittiest guitars and amps sound good in a song. Like he finds a way to make the worst equipment sound good.
You know, Peter Frampton does that by talking.
You want a whole lot of love? Yeah.
It's really sad that the best guitar intro to a song comes from the worst song. Money for Nothing but the Dire Straits.
I don't... That one does not come to mind.
You don't know that song? I'm not going to play it right now because the intro is so fucking long. It takes so long to get to the guitar, so I'm not going to do it right now. But look up Money for Nothing by the Dire Straits, and I'll show you after the episode.
Okay. Because
it's the best guitar intro. And the song literally is garbage.
Yeah.
It's the worst song, and they say faggot a lot.
Oh, awesome. Great.
They literally have one of the lyrics is, and a microwave oven.
Okay.
Yeah.
I on TV. Yeah. Okay, I know the song you're talking
about.
But
the guitar in the beginning is the best fucking... intro I've ever heard. It's just so fucking good, and the whole song is garbage.
It's fine.
No,
it's not like
it's
exciting.
Not, it's not fine. It's bad.
It's like background music for
it's literally
Back to the Future.
Royals by
Lord,
but in the '80s.
I can.
It's the same
get
song.
What you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh, I just had something in my head, and now you made me forget it.
Love you guys.
Oh, that's what it is. There's a...